Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great day, man. It is a countdown to what's going to be an incredible weekend as we get the NLCS started with our Braves. Obviously, Georgia, number one in the country, taking on Kentucky. And we are lucky and privileged every week to get a chance to talk to Vince Dooley. I always say the legendary Vince Dooley is brought to you by Kroger. Kroger, delivery and free pickup. It's easier to get ready for tailgating. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Coach, good afternoon. How you feeling?
Good afternoon. Feeling all right, all things considered.
How does it feel to be number one? Not you personally, Coach, but Georgia football.
Well, we've been there before. And we stayed last time in 82. All during throughout the season until the last ball game in the Sugar Bowl. But I got a feeling this team might all fall into place.
Coach, what did you tell your team back then about being number one and handling that pressure of everybody's going to give you their best shot?
Well, I think it's I try to tell the team this is your fault. It's not my fault. It's your fault because you've played so good. You're number one. So everybody you play wants to beat you. I said, that's human. So it's your fault, and you got to live up to it.
Last time Georgia was number one, it was a preseason poll back in 2008. But obviously, guys, last time they were number one in AP regular season, Coach just talked about it, was back with Herschel and company back in 1982. Coach, let's first talk about the Auburn game, about what you expected. Bo Nix made some plays, and Auburn, that first drive they put together, looked like they were going to have a long afternoon.
Well, they're a pretty good football team. So they came out, and Mike Bobo, who's of course, played quarterback here and was the offensive coordinator for a while, directed a good drive. And so they played well, but what was great was to see Bennett once again when he gets the call to stand up. And he did a terrific job in leading the team to another victory. And the defense played great again, except they did give up a touchdown, of course.
Coach, you know, Bennett's, he's doing, I don't want to say doing just enough because he's doing more than that. But I mean, he did it with his legs. He had the big scramble on third down or you know, the 30-yard gain. But he's not making mistakes, right? And as a coach, that's the biggest thing, isn't it? I mean, you want him to play great and you want him to make all the great throws, but he's not making mistakes.
Well, that's a great part of it. And I always say you got to learn first not to beat yourself before you learn to beat other people. And he has done that. And he's thrown the ball very well. I think we're running the ball, and it fits right in with him because it gives him great play-action pass opportunities, which we saw on the long touchdown pass. So, yeah, it looks like he's going to have to continue to take the load. I don't think that JT is quite ready to play again, hopefully for the following week. But he's just been Ben has just done a great job.
Yeah, and I know, Coach, that I got to be honest, Coach Smart, I think, like to take a page out of what, when he was an assistant, happened with Coach Saban, which is, I know the phrase game manager is kind of a taboo, but a quarterback who's not going to make too many mistakes can pick it up and put him down when you need the quarterback to be mobile. And to me, that reminds you of A.J. McCarron or McElroy they won championships with in Alabama.
Well, they did, and kind of been the model quarterbacks that don't make mistakes and got good people around them and use them effectively. So Bennett appears to be somewhat like that. And, of course, we got to have another game Saturday on what I found out is homecoming. Seems like we have homecoming every week because it's packed and filled up. But this is looks like the best Kentucky team we've seen. I don't know, somebody said the best record since 1950 with Bear Bryant when he went to the Sugar Bowl. They got some good players.
They do, Coach. And listen, Kentucky fans are fired up. They feel like this is their chance to come prove, obviously. I mean, they got to do it on the road, but to prove that, hey, they are in this conversation this season about being one of the better teams. You're absolutely right. And that's why I think the hype is real and legitimate. I mean, I think they should be getting the attention along with what the Dogs are getting. We're talking to Coach Vince Dooley, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. I wanted to ask you about the running backs. You always were good about, you know, being able to have multiple backs, obviously, and utilize multiple backs. We're seeing Kirby do that as well. Does it matter if there's one dominant back, in your opinion, Coach?
Well, I think it's better off if you can have a committee of backs and they're all happy. And that's what it looks like to me. You know, they're willing to share. They're not unselfish. And it keeps them fresh. In order to be one back in this day and time, you've got to be a Herschel. And there are not too many of them like that. We don't see them sometimes stay that long in the pros. But you're better off with the committee. And if you've got good morale and they're all pulling for each other, which it looks like they are, then that's, I think, more ideal than just having the one super back.
Coach, how tough is it as Georgia's number one? Vince Dooley, by the way, brought you by Kroger here on Dukes and Bell. Coach, how tough is it to keep the guys from getting the big head? You know, and I think Kirby, obviously, much like Saban, much like you did, to try to keep reminding them that they're only mortal, but how do you keep the guys from not believing what they're reading in the paper?
Well, I think Kirby's done a good job in that respect, the way answers about number one. He said it's just a number, and we all know as coaches that you've got to wait until you get into the final four to really determine who's going to be number one at the end of the season. But if you don't be that way and you get your tail kicked, and maybe sometimes it might be good to get your tail kicked. Alabama might be a better football team now than what they have been because you've got the attention of the players and you've got the attention of the coaches, and I'm sure that Coach Saban has the attention of both of them. Well, I don't want to go through getting beat. We're getting too far into the season to get beat and to get our tails kicked and to learn a lesson. But I don't know. They have they've got a really a championship attitude as a team. Mm-hmm. Very unselfish, and they really have great morale and great compatibility. So, again, I like this team and hope it keeps going.
Yeah. Coach, I wanted to ask you about Derek. Derek is up with the Giants now. Is that right? Is that where he is?
Yeah. He's been up here. They have more dang on trouble. I talked to him today. He seems like they had seven people that were starters that are not capable of playing right now. So, he thought he'd go up there with his wife and have two or three fine years up in New York. And as soon as he got there, they closed it down. He had to leave. But in any event, that's where he is.
Okay.
I tried to talk about our coaching, but he's still into it.
Listen to your dad. So Derek Dooley is with the Giants, guys. I think he's the tight ends coach there. And he's talking about all the injuries they sustained last week. I think they're playing the Cowboys, and they're thin. There's no doubt. But coaching family, and that's what you get with Derek and following the footsteps of his dad. Coach, one last thing before we let you go. Where are you for this game? Are you at the game this weekend? You plan on being around, or are you going to be at home? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm always at every home game, you know, because I know my way around Athens.
Right.
Right on the road. I don't know. Right. I don't know where I am. I'm looking at gate numbers and seat numbers and everything. So I that's my been my routine to go to ball games every Saturday.
So can I park in the driveway, Coach? We have tickets for Saturday. Would Barbara mind?
Yeah. Well, I usually go up to the bookstore and sign books, and she's got her own pass. Okay. And I finally see her at the ball game and then see her back home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.